Steve Bannon's The War Room. Early this morning. Very, very bombastic and telling information via Marjorie Taylor Greene and her work going through documents at the United States Treasury. Let's get into that right now.
I hate to bring up an unpleasant topic, but you and then Congressman Nancy Mace came have said in these reports as you've gone through them, mm-hmm. the thickest file is in what you guys call human trafficking.
Yes.
People's heads blow up when they see that. And I'm sure, as you and Congressman Mace have gone through mm-hmm. and looked at these things that the bank sent to Treasury, mm-hmm. the thickest mm-hmm. file you go through is related to human trafficking. What does that mean?
Let me be clear. It's not us labeling it human sex trafficking. Those are the words used in the reports.
Hang on for a second. They have a summary report, and it says human sex trafficking
yes,
in the report.
In the reports.
In black letter
yes.
thing.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It also says known prostitution rings. Yeah, that's what it says in these reports sitting in Treasury.
Are these domestic or international?
These are both. These are related to Hunter Biden and his law firm. His law firm with transactions paying people who were Wells Fargo customers who were involved in a known prostitution ring. And what appears to be alleged human sex trafficking. I am quoting the report when I say that.
Very important little detail there, folks. This is not Marjorie Taylor Greene's interpretation of it. This is not some MAGA conspiracy. This is not some QAnon looking into human trafficking of the elites and all that, what have you. Actual reports label that by our own government.
And these reports have been in there for a very long time. This is the information that went public from the Hunter Biden laptop, but is backed up with actual SARS reports in the Treasury from banks that state it as a fact. And then we have the bank statements to back it up.
Right there in the bank statements. Now, earlier in this interview, Marjorie Taylor Greene explains how the bank statements that they were able to review were because they had done other investigative work and knew to and were asking for specific bank accounts from specific limited liability corporations. They had done other work and said, hey, we want to look at the bank statements from these particular individuals, organizations, corporations, etc. And she even comments that we're looking at these because we've asked for these specific ones, but how many other reports, how many other bank accounts have even more information, but we don't have them because we don't even know they exist? Meaning they're probably looking just at a small portion of all the evidence against of human sex trafficking by Biden. And why is this dangerous? Oh, don't worry about that. Marjorie Taylor Greene gets into that same reason. Remember, this is when the current fake president, Joe Biden, I say fake because the election of 2020 was rigged against we the people. Our choice in the election was Donald John Trump. Their selection was anybody but Donald John Trump. So they selected Potato Joe to get in there. All of these things that we're looking at, folks, are when the current fake president, Joe Biden, was vice president.
Have you had a chance to, not to pose, but if you have a chance when you go to Treasury to talk to the Treasury officials in that group, in that vertical, and ask them why this has not come, did that go to the FBI? Did that go to the Justice Department? Did other entities? Because when the report's done, it says human sex yeah. trafficking. Mm-hmm. Aren't alarms supposed to go off inside? We pay $5 trillion for this. Yeah. Aren't alarms supposed to go off?
Yeah, usually they go off. I mean, they go off in most normal people's heads. Everyone else doesn't like this. And the media apparently doesn't like sexual things because they constantly attack President Trump about lies that are told about him.
Interesting point by Marjorie Taylor Greene bringing in President Trump into this conversation at this point. But she makes a point, right? E. Jean Carroll's lie says that he raped her. The Access Hollywood recording, you know, women letting rich men grab them, like that's some kind of revelation. Stormy Daniels. They're so worried about all these things, right? They're not really worried, but they go after President Trump on all of these things, many of them false, right? Having to do with sexual deviancy. But at the same time, oh, children can have their wee-wees whacked. Girls can have mastectomies and be bound. And you're supposed to better let your freak flag fly. The real deviants get a pass. They get covered up. And then they try to smear everybody else with what they celebrate. Now, you as a moral individual would have some sort of cognitive dissonance over something like this. I'm supposed to think that all deviancy is free and fine, but supposed to be offended when someone like President Trump or Citizen Trump, because we're talking about before he was a president, has a huge libido. But I'm supposed to celebrate people's libidos and take pride in men having anal sex with men, women having relationships with each other, and everyone being able to identify with whatever they want and be able to do that. Supposed to let our freak flags fly, and we're supposed to celebrate all of that. But when it's a Republican, we have outrage. And once again, this is not an excuse of this deviant behavior. I'm pointing out the obvious hypocrisy, as was Marjorie Taylor Greene. But folks, this is not about deviancy, or not just about deviancy, or infidelity. It's about national security.
Yeah, the bells go off, and I did ask them. I said, why haven't these been handed over? Why haven't these been investigated? Why hasn't something been done with these? And I basically got shoulder shrugs from the staff in there. No one can explain why. No, but we all know why. And let me tell you what is really dangerous.
They have not been under oath. This is just in your back and forth.
This is just in conversations.
You've asked Treasury officials that work there, why was this not pursued? Why is this not being pursued? And you just get a shrug. I don't know.
I'm just assigned to be in here with you guys while you review these reports. Yeah. Let me tell you the danger. Let me explain the danger. These reports have names, addresses, phone numbers, passports, passport numbers, birth dates of the people involved in the transactions, of the people involved in the known prostitution ring, of their transactions. These women, many of them are United States citizens, but there's quite a few of them that are not. They are Russian and Ukrainian. Russian and Ukrainian.
The Bidens don't just have lust for Ukrainian and Russian women. They have bloodlust for Ukrainian and Russian blood, as witnessed by the ongoing war and the support of it by the Bidens, the war machine, NATO, and the rest of the demonic, bloodthirsty globalist alliance. Okay, now let's get into the national security part I was hinting at or leading up to just a moment ago.
Now, we already know that Eric Swalwell had a sexual relationship with a Chinese spy that created serious national security complications. What we need to understand is, did Hunter Biden, by being so involved in drug use and not in control of himself and having repeated paying for prostitutes from Russia and Ukraine. What kind of danger did he put America in? What were these women exposed to? What information were they able to learn? What information were they able to gain? What do they know, and what do Russia and Ukraine know based on Hunter Biden paying for sex, being involved in human sex trafficking with women from Russia and Ukraine? Were they spies? Who are they? What are they? We deserve to know that.
Folks, I know some of you are dismayed. I see the comments. BCP, give us good news. I don't create the news. I just report and analyze it. And the news isn't good. We've known about government corruption. If you're on this show, you've known about government corruption. I probably did not open your eyes to government corruption. If you've been with me since I started 8 years ago as a reporter and an analyst, putting my economic and analyst business, analyst mind to politics, what we've done over the last essentially 8 years is just go deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole. Sex, corruption have gone hand in hand since day one. That there's been corruption and murder and power struggles. The great liar, the fork-tongued one, has put that in the hearts of man to kill each other, rape each other, seduce each other for power and blackmail. It's as old as political history is itself. And we're supposed to believe that Hunter Biden just has a crack, a cocaine, and a sex fetish problem. And that poses no threat to America. When these things were happening, as Hunter Biden was having sex with Russian and Ukraine prostitutes. And yes, spies. As his father at that time was the vice president in charge of an overseeing delegated by Soros Obama. He was the one, Joe Biden at the time, during the Obama administration, quote unquote, in charge of Ukrainian policy. Nothing to see here. All we're seeing here, folks, is just another level of the cover-up. So the revelation here isn't that there was a cover-up and that there is corruption. The news here is how well documented said corruption has been and how they have successfully hidden it until now, at least this portion of it.
Hang on a second. As much as the deep state and the administrative state turned on President Trump and had this phony impeachment with one stupid phone call, perfect phone call, but you know Zelensky and these guys and the deep state around them took it totally out of context. They actually have the international sex trafficking. It was from Ukrainian people and women and Russian and
more Russian than Ukraine.
More Russian and Ukraine and DNI and CIA and FBI and DOJ are not all over this immediately, because that's when his father was vice president of the United States.
Immediately, no, Steve Bannon. They've been hiding this for years. Juniorette, a little while ago, put up a report about IRS whistleblowers and how all of this goes back years. Let me play you a portion of BCP Juniorette, my daughter, my oldest daughter, and her report on YouTube earlier today. Let me just play you a snippet of that.
New IRS whistleblower letter suggests DOJ interference in Hunter Biden probe dates back years. An IRS agent working with federal prosecutors and investigators on the Hunter Biden tax probe is alleging the agency ignored his team's warnings about years of improprieties by Justice Department officials supervising the case. A letter this week from the whistleblower's current counsel suggests IRS agents have been concerned for years about the DOJ's conduct in the Hunter Biden probe and felt left out on an island because the agency brass would not intervene.
So this going back years means that from day one, Merrick Garland has been continuing the cover-up of Hunter Biden and his crimes, even though people internally, patriots, people just doing their job. They could hate President Trump, but their job at the IRS, at the Treasury, is to report on money laundering, sex trafficking, payments. But this also means, of course, that this goes back to A.G. Bill Barr. And we know that A.G. Bill Barr covered for the Hunter Biden laptop to help Biden win in 2020. Now, we know they stole the election of 2020, but we also know a lot of people who did vote for Biden would not have voted for him had they known about the Hunter Biden laptop. But who's the real danger? What's the real danger? Well, we know the narrative they've been screaming from the top of their lungs. MAGA grannies who went to D.C. on January 6th. 2021.
Right. Well, the FBI is locking up people that walked in the Capitol almost 2.5 years ago on January 6th. You know, the MAGA grandmas that walked in the Capitol, or people walked in with their American flags and
there's put a thousand it on more. Videos. There's a thousand more they're going to roll
yeah,
up, right?
That's Matthew Graves, who I've introduced articles of impeachment on. But it's Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland at the DOJ that are more obsessed with that one single day in history than they have ever cared about investigating, charging, and prosecuting Hunter Biden, the son of the president, who we have all these records. And Christopher Wray right now is protecting Joe Biden by refusing to hand over the FD 1023 form that's not classified, ladies and gentlemen. So we don't know what he's hiding by refusing to hand this over. But he is actually actively protecting the president of the United States by refusing to hand that over. The FBI and the DOJ have refused to charge and prosecute Hunter Biden for these crimes that have been laying there, obvious and known to everyone in these reports in the Treasury for years.
This has been going on for years. Now, we hear that from Marjorie Taylor Greene with the receipts, and Juniorette reported on the IRS whistleblower on her YouTube channel this morning. Folks, appreciate you joining me here on Rumble. A lot of you are just now finding me. You didn't even realize that I had been kicked off of YouTube. That's why I mention often that I'm kicked off of YouTube. That's why you can't find me there. Some of my fans don't like me talking about it, say stop whining, whatever. But they don't realize that many of you are just now finding me on Rumble. You had no idea why I was not on YouTube or that I was not on YouTube. You just thought maybe I was on vacation or I just had a temporary suspension. No, I've been permanently banned from YouTube. So make sure you follow me here on Rumble. And if you want my full reporting, hit the join button down below or go to bcpextras.com, therealbcp.com, or bcppodcast.com. I have another show called BCP Unfiltered. And that is the best way to not just support my work, but that's the best way to get all the news that you want to know, BCP style. Yes, with no filters. If you're coming here to Rumble or my other show from YouTube, you're probably enjoying the show a lot more. No self-censorship or what have you. These are free speech platforms. But if you want to support our work and get all the news that I'm reporting on, make sure you check out our other show as well. And please continue to support Juniorette and occasionally Junior on the other program on YouTube. It's called Nothing But the News with Juniorette. Make sure you check that out as well. Thanks for your support. Once again, if you want to support our work, buy merch and subscribe to our other more in-depth show, BCP Unfiltered.